Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Austrians went to the polls Sunday in a rerun election because the results of the first vote in June were annulled due to irregularities. The results could see the frontrunner Norbert Hofer of the anti-Islamist Freedom Party chosen, making him Austria's first far-right president since World War II. Analysts have said Sunday's race between far-right candidate Hofer and his opponent, Alexander Van der Bellen, a Green Party member, was too close to predict in the hours before polls opened, with some polls showing Hofer slightly ahead. VOA correspondent Luis Ramirez is in Vienna.
The facing of campaign posters really symbolizes the anger that exists, the intolerance that exists on either side of the other. And so the hope that many voters are expressing is that beyond this election, Austrians can once again find some middle ground to move forward and to put their differences behind them, to work through them. There are voters who tell me that they are all for helping people who need it, and that the world can't just stand by and watch the people of Syria suffer. At the same time, a more reasonable plan has to be devised in order to be able to help the people while looking after the interests of ordinary Austrians.
That's Luis Ramirez in Vienna. Meanwhile, Italians are voting Sunday in a referendum on constitutional reform that could gauge anti-European Union sentiment in the country. Voters will decide whether to approve a proposal by pro-EU Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to increase his powers so he can push through economic reforms for which the government has said would bring political stability in Italy. VOA News. The remains of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro were buried in eastern Cuba early Sunday morning after 9 days of nationally mandated mourning across the island. The ceremony at Santa Efigenia Cemetery in Santiago de Cuba was made private at the last minute, barring journalists from around the world from witnessing the service. Castro died on November 25th at age 90 after years of declining health. Fidel Castro's ashes arrived Saturday afternoon in Santiago de Cuba, the city where he started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. The procession followed in reverse the route Castro and his rebel fighters took as they advanced on the capital from the Sierra Maestra Mountains before taking power in January 1959. Former U.S. Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein is turning to a federal court in her effort to recount the state of Pennsylvania's ballots from the recent presidential election that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was widely expected to win but lost to billionaire businessman Donald Trump. Stein dropped her attempt to have Pennsylvania recount the votes after a state judge ordered her to post a $1 million bond. As Syrian government forces continue to push deeper into the rebel stronghold of eastern Aleppo, analysts say the wider geopolitical ramifications are being felt across the West. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
In eastern Aleppo, Syrian government forces backed by Russia are gaining ground. Analyst Michael Stevens of Britain's Royal United Services Institute says victory here for President Bashar al-Assad may force a change of strategy from Western governments.
Assad's winning, and I think it's pretty safe to say that he will be there at the end game, and whoever negotiates a peace deal in Syria will have to negotiate with Bashar al-Assad.
Stevens says Europe and the United States have backed moderate opposition forces, but the desire to end the bloodshed could trump those alliances. Ending the war may come with the price of keeping Bashar al-Assad in power. Even then, analysts say Syria's future stability is far from guaranteed. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Tolerance and unity were the themes of a rally attended by thousands of people in Indonesia's capital Sunday. The peace rally was held after two massive protests that were recently mounted in Jakarta by conservative Muslims to demand the removal of the city's first Christian governor in 50 years. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.